Let's read the scripture, book of John, chapter 3, verse 1 to 18. Book of John, chapter 3, verse 1 to 18. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came unto him by night and said to him, And we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that thou dost, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except one be born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except one be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born anew. The wind blows where it will, and thou hearest the voice thereof, but knowest not whence it comes, and whither it goes, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou the teacher of Israel, and understand not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that which we know, and bear witness of that which we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven, but he has descended out of heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes may in him have eternal life. Let's pray. And Father, we just thank you for bringing our brothers and sisters and friends to come together. We ask you to walk among us. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Human beings are living creatures. And human beings because they are different from other animals. And human beings are the living creatures that search for meaning. And we need to rest, and we need to eat, but we are different from others. And then now, let's look at the differences between human beings and animals. And then you'll see the dog, after he's fed, and he will go to the bathroom, and he will play, and he will rest. This is the life of a dog. And the human being the same. We need to eat, and we need to use the bathroom, and we need to rest during the night. And the next morning we get up. But for the young people, and they like to play the video games. But if your life is just similar to that of a dog, if you're not only an animal, and human beings are the leading creatures with souls and the spirit in it, because that soul we have inside us, and we are searching for the meaning of life. And if you do not have a goal, you're going to waste the life. And you are not going to be satisfied. And then you feel empty in your heart. So I would like you to see, and you guess who this is. This is my middle school picture. In Hong Kong, when I went to middle school. When I was in Hong Kong, I went to a pretty good middle school. Because in Hong Kong, students lived under pressure. They are overpopulated over there. So everybody wanted to go to the very good middle school. It's very competitive. My mom encouraged me to study hard, work hard, and so that I can go to I can get a better university. And I said, well, what shall we do if after I go to university? My mom said that they are four different professionals, and then you can enter in. One is architecture, doctor, and a lawyer. So I asked my mother, after I make all this money, what should I do? And then my mom said, you get married. And then what's going on after that? You have children. And then my mom says, then don't ask me anymore after that. So every day, I study hard, I work hard, I prepare for my study, I live under pressure, and every morning I got up, I lived under pressure. And there was no meaning in my life. And I started for the sake of my parents because they wanted me to be successful. Every day I got up, every day my life was the same. And very tiring, exhausting. I didn't even know whether I could enter into the university. How about after the university? And what should I do? Is that all I need to have? So what is the meaning of my life? I was very empty inside me because I was not motivated. I didn't have any meaning in my life, and I was very unsettled. I wanted to die. I never committed suicide, but most of the time in the morning, I didn't want to live anymore because I was so exhausted. Why should I live? Every morning got up, I lived under pressure. Why should I live like this? When I really couldn't think through, and I began to spend my time on all these novels. And all those novels about the knife, about Kung Fu, and that's where my interest was. When a person has no meaning in life, and that person will begin to waste time. Because a lot of times we don't really know how to spend our time on what kind of meaningful things. So a person's value is not defined. So we don't know where we are going. So if there is no meaning in life, we begin to indulge ourselves. So in America, the college and the university, a lot of people, students are addicted to drugs because they have so much materials around them. They have no meaning of life. They begin to abuse their own bodies, and then they begin to have different partners, and they take drugs. And they don't know where they are. This kind of lifestyle is leading to. And they cannot find the meaning of life. And look at this guy. And many Chinese knew. He's the son of Jackie Chan. And we know that he is the big star of Kung Fu movie. And Jackie Chan's son was a drug addict and a drug dealer. And his son and his friends became the big drug dealers. They were arrested by the Beijing policemen. And the police, and when they arrested him, they found out they got tons of drugs, heroin, in his own apartment, in his own house, and they wanted to invite a friend over and to have a party to enjoy those drugs. And his father is a very famous in. And he has everything. He has everything. He has fame. He has money. He has power. And do you have the same kind of problem in your life? And what is the meaning of your life? Let's go back to the Bible. And today, let's look at the Bible in the book of John 3, 1 to 16, 18. Let's read from verse 1 to 3. And this scripture is going to explain the process of a person who is searching for the meaning of life. And this person is an old man. It's not a youth. And this man had everything. And he was the council of Jewish people. And so actually he had everything. He had money. He has fame. But what happened at night? And I would like you to see at night. And he wanted to see Jesus because he was afraid of being seen by Pharisees during the daytime. So at night, he went to see Jesus. And it's a risk. If in his heart, he was not determined, he would not go. He had money, he had knowledge. But one thing, one problem he didn't solve. So at night, he took the risk to see Jesus. And why he went to see Jesus? Because he was searching for the meaning of life. And God is a fair God. It doesn't matter. And you are poor, you are rich, you are young, you are old. Everybody has their own bothersome things. And even though you have your penniness, in the zone, or you are meaningless, you have worries. It's very serious. Do you know who this person was? Mm-hmm. He's a comedian. He was a genius. He's gifted. And he made a lot of movies and brought a lot of laughter to people. But for his life, it's very tragedy. How he died. He took his own life. So the world is a fear. And then look at this person and wearing all this glory for himself, but he was very depressed. But he solved his own problem by committing suicide. So, what is the meaning of life? And where should people go at the end? Look at all these people, gifted people, genius, and then they couldn't solve the problem. Do you want to solve the problem? And all you have in your heart, and everybody else, all the worries, the bothersome things in your heart, everybody else has it. So now let's read. So verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except one be born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except one be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So I would like you to see, did Nicodemus ask Jesus a question? It was not recorded, but Jesus answered. Mm-hmm. Even before Nicodemus asked a question, so Jesus answered because Jesus knew your heart. So he knew it and he knew why he came. So when he was flattering Jesus, And Jesus just told Nicodemus directly. And he said, if a person cannot be born again, cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And from the question, from the answer, we knew the question that Nicodemus wanted to ask is about the meaning of life. So Nicodemus later said, I'm getting old. Why? Because he's afraid of death. A lot of people ask the people, where's the human being from? And after we die, where do we go? So the old man said, I'm dying. And how can I be born again? Which means how can I have the eternal life? Jesus said, if you want to be born again, you need to be born again in order to have the eternal life. So what is the meaning of born again? So the old man said, how can I be born again? I cannot be born out of my mom's womb again. So Jesus said, you need to be born of water. And you need to be connected to the Holy Spirit. That's one of the Trinity. And how to solve the problem of life. So the Confucius said, well, we need to be kind, we need to be nice, we need to be gentlemen. Through our good behaviors, we can live out the meaning of life. And the Buddhist said, and why we suffer? And it's because we suffer, and then if we live in the flesh, and then we have a lot of suffering. How can you? And you have to meditate and deny all the desires in you. And you meditate, and to a point, you have to try your very best. But Jesus said, no. That's not the way it is if you want to have the eternal life. It doesn't matter how hard you try, it's useless. Because we live in this flesh, and it's corrupted flesh. It doesn't matter how hard you try, it's useless. The only solution, the only hope is to be born again. Because the spirit is dead. If a spirit is dead, then being reborn is needed. Jesus said, why there are many times we are not satisfied? Because there is a reason. Because look at our heart. There is a hole in our heart. Because that emptiness has never been filled up. And because God is not in you, that's why you have the emptiness in your heart. So a lot of times we have not rooted in anywhere, and we have no hope for the future. We don't feel any belonging. There's no way that we can motivate ourselves. We want to solve our problems. So the Jesus said, you need to be born again, to be reconnected with the Lord. Let's look at the example. I'm not sure, and during the Chinese New Year in the Chinese culture, and people like to go to the florist to buy some flowers such as peach blossom, chrysanthemum. And when I was in Hong Kong, we went to a special store and then called it like one number five and the old single guy. And then they went to the store to buy the peach blossom. And then when they were later, you run into a beautiful girl. And when the peach in the plant and were taken out, is it going to be alive or be dead? And then when you chop off the chop the branches from the root, you know, one day it's going to die. Even though you put it in the vase with water, and you know, one day it will die. You only last for a short period of time. By the 15th days of the New Year, it will die because it was chopped off from the root. Once we leave God, and then we feel like, oh, we are good. And if you have no the Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are not connected with God. It doesn't matter how well you do. and you are going to die. And that's how emptiness comes in your heart. So that's why Jesus always said you need to look for the root, the source of life. So Nicodemus asked, how can we be born again? So he asked many questions. And then Nicodemus thought, what Jesus said is really confusing. How can I be born again? That which is born of flesh is the flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born anew. The wind blows where it will, and thou hearest the voice therefore of, but knowest not where it comes and whither it goes. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou the teacher of Israel, and understood not that thing? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that which we know, and bear witness of that which we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? So it is very hard for Nicodemus to understand, because Jesus talked about the things in the spiritual realm, but Nicodemus and think about things on this earth. So he said you have to use the example of the wind, said it will come from heaven. I come here to from heaven to be the witness. So Jesus said three things, and the word of Jesus. And is it worthy believing what Jesus said? So Jesus said, I just come like the wind. I come to tell you. So Jesus said, wait, because he referred to other of the prophets and also the testimonies of the Christians. Mm-hmm. And Jesus has something he likes to share the gospel. And also a lot of Christians, and then they like to share the good news with you, because those are the testimonies. You come to church, and then you find other Christians, and they like to share a gospel with us, and they are very loving, and they are very kind, and something is different. And you see the behavior of Christians, and you see whether his life has changed or not. So in this whole world, there are many, many different voices to explain the meaning of life. Have you heard about this person, Jesus? And he's a forefather of the existentialism. And he said, God has been dead. And you find the meaning of life, and you become the super person. And his philosophy is the philosophy of Soma. I will create my own meaning, and then nobody will give the value. And to me, I have to create the value for myself. So among them, college kids and a lot of young people like to read and his work. But you have to see the effect of his life. Do you know how he died? And he went insane. He went inside, he got mental problem. He died in a mental hospital. So this kind of person that we call a Superman. When you are searching for the meaning of life, let's see what Jesus said. So, you don't want to believe what Christians tell you, but you want to see whether they have any fruit in their life. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Many brothers and sisters and here, they found that the life has been changed because inside they live the peace and the joy because Jesus has already feeling that hole in the heart and they realize one thing that they begin to love others and care for others and the temper has been changed. One of my and a classmate in the college, he liked to fight. One time on a parking lot, he fought with another student and to make that guy bleed. So everybody was afraid of him because in all my college kids, and they were afraid of him because he was big. He became a Christian and he decided not to fight. And because of his change, and then many of his classmates become Christians because they didn't believe he could change. It's like a totally U-turn. And he become a loving person. When I went to the Hong Kong Chinese University, how many of you heard about this guy, Yan Zhen? Yan Chen Chen, and he's an evangelist now. And he used to study philosophy. And he was very knowledgeable. Not only he was a philosopher, and he meditated. And he went to, and his own spirit went out of him. And to meet a lot of demon spirits. And then one time he was invited to the Christian fellowship. So he went over there, he wanted to see and what's going on. He asked him many questions and to the Christians. And then all those Christians were speechless, didn't know how to answer because he was very philosophical. So he said, you guys didn't know anything. You want to argue with me. So all the other Christians after the fellowship and then they had fellowship and then they enjoyed the snack. And then he said that's very strange and every time he meditated and then he spirit left him and then make him feel good and then but once he back to the reality, nothing changed. And he questioned himself, he said why I couldn't meditate. And I'm so knowledgeable. But how don't I have that kind of joy? Because I do not have that peace and joy inside me. It's because of this, he gave his life to the Lord. But if you want to have, this eternal life, and how can I get it? You want to say, do I need to do a lot of good work? And do a lot of charitable things. And it doesn't matter how hard you try, you cannot get it. But it doesn't mean that you, and this gospel of salvation is not, it's not a treasure. It is very charitable, but you don't have to do anything to get it. And the Confucius said, you do good things. Buddhism said, well, you need to meditate. God says those things are not useful because you live in flesh and the good things you have done will take you to heaven. Let's see, a person is getting drunk and the hand is up above the water. He will not use the other hand, stretch out the other hand to this hand to grab it and say, I'm saving you. It's impossible. And then this person needs an outside force to get him out of the water. And this outside force in the book of John 14 and 15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes my way in him have eternal life. So let's see. And let's back to the numbers. Let's back to Numbers and verse 21:4. They left the mountain or on the way to the Red Sea, and they detoured the land, and the Israelites and them began to be very upset, and then they began to complain about God and Moses, and they said, why did you take us out of Egypt? And you just let us die in this wilderness. And here there's no bread, there's no water, and we are tired of sick of this food. And so Jehovah and sent the poisonous snake unto Israelites. The snakes bit them, and the many Israelites died. So Israelites went to Moses and said, We complained about Jehovah, and we sin against Jehovah. Please and pray to Jehovah and ask all these servants to leave us. And then Moses and pray for God. And then Jehovah told Moses, well, you made a snake, hang it up on a staff, and for those who bit, and once they look at this snake, they are going to gain the life back. And so, and here it is to symbolize in Jesus Christ. And then let's look at these two pictures. So Jesus said, and then I will be hung up out there in on the staff, because the wage of sin is death. And because God is a righteous God, and for us, we cannot pay for it. So Jesus said, let me pay for it for you. So I'm hanging up there. And once you look at me, come to me, you will be born again. The last verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent not the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He that believes on him is not judged. He that believes not has been judged already, because he has not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. So God loves us. He loves us, and he knows that we are hopeless, and that we are so empty in our heart. We are not certain about our future. But Jesus said, well, do you want to come home? Children, I want to give you a new life. You don't have to do anything. And once you accept Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will live in you. And once I'm becoming a Christian, my life will be connected to the Lord. And God loves the world. And God has a relationship with people. And but human beings sin, but God doesn't want to leave us. So there is a, we are empty. We waste our time. We abuse our own body. There is no goal in our life. There is no meaning. So we are walking on the path of destruction. But God loves us. He wants us to have an eternal life. So when we have eternal life, we will be in heaven with God. Because God loves us, and he wants to be with us. So he gave his only begotten Son. And he is the one who was hung on the cross. And that Jesus Christ, he died for us. He just asked us, are you willing? Are you willing to accept me so that I can be your forever help? And you move and from your side to the other side of life. When I was a middle schooler, and I spent my time on all those Kung Fu novels. But later, and I found that I was very, very sad. I went to the church close to my house. So I asked God, Jesus, if you are God, that I don't deserve, but I'm willing, I'm very dirty. I don't deserve anything, but I need you. Come to help me. Please help me. If you don't help me, I don't have hope. When I pray, very amazingly, in the seed that was sowed in my heart, I found the peace and the joy in my heart. I feel like that fullness in my heart. And I don't feel as empty. It's like what I used to feel before I'm motivated. So that I said, Lord, how can I use my whole life to... And you told my life to serve you. I love to read the history and all the other Japanese. I love to read the history and it's the Sino-Japanese War in 19. And we know that our people suffered a lot. So I told the Lord, and I said, Lord, use me. I want to serve my own folks. I give my love to God. So God helped me. So I found that I was so motivated. God helped me with my test. I broke through a lot of difficulties. And then what happened? And then one of my classmates was there. I was not. And this is my wife. And he was a two class in the lower than me. So the Lord sent me to America. And then got my PhD and then got a good job because I know that the Lord is not using this job and then to make a living and then to, but to use it for the Lord. Yesterday I knew there are so many people came, many new students, there are some professors and students, it's not me. And before, I belong to this world, but today I want them to feel like they are satisfied inside the heart, they will have the peace. And when I went outside to teach, I shared gospel, I did discipleship training. My life is very meaningful. How about, what is the meaning of your life? Do you know where you are going to be after you die? Jesus said, now you have no root. Do you want to go back to the root? It's not what you do, but I've already done everything for you. But you just come to look up the Son of God, Jesus, and walking from the left side to the right side, if you are willing. After the morning service, I will be here. I'll be sitting here, and I will share how Jesus can go to your heart. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. And you got everybody together today this morning. We thank you. And through your Son, Jesus Christ, and everything He has done for us. And we know what we do is very limited. And what we are striving for and is so limited. And at night, we feel we are empty. And inside us, even though we have families, we have spouses and still we feel we are empty. Our hearts cannot be satisfied. And now we understand that it's because we do not have God inside us. And that emptiness should belong to God. And we just pray that you will come to our heart. And then because we live in, you live in us, we have the peace. And so that we will be motivated. We're not going to live for ourselves, but we live for you so that we can be a blessing to others. We pray for those who have not accepted Jesus yet. We just pray that they will find the meaning of life and Jesus will use their whole life. Yeah.